Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Salua, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. We, my guest and I, speak up so that you can act upon the things you're going to be hearing. And today, it is a pre-Mother's Day, and we have poets doing pop-up poetry, which is an informal, impromptu poetry where newbies as well as seasoned poets are welcomed. We are going to be making exchanges with each other, but when you hear this, it's going to be Friday, and that will be the third of the month. And I'm today making a special dedication of the show to my mother, Algene Burleson. And the 3rd of May in 1993, she made her transition home. So one of the poems, or a couple of poems that I'll be sharing today are things that emerged from paying tribute to her and also dealing with the feelings that come with loss. We are today going to be welcoming the poets to write a poem of their own. There was a prompt, the roots of poetry or the roots of motherhood, but people were also invited because this is a freedom show. If people didn't have something for the prompt, they could write something, a sentiment that resonated with them. So without further ado, I'm going to let the first poet that signed on today, Janice is going to introduce herself and share her poem.
Welcome to this wonderful event. I have done this before with Charlotte, and it's always so fun, so inspirational, and so invigorating because it brings out your creative spirit to come back and do some things later after the program, just not to hear other people, to start to have confidence in your own voice. I wrote this in November of last year, 23, because in January of 23, my mother had passed away, Phyllis Ann. It's not exactly a poem, but it is poetic to me. This was a year of grieving. This is what it looks like. This is how losing your mother feels. It's messy, tiring, angering, unbelieving, grieving, relieving, and deceiving. Wasn't supposed to go like this. It was just another page to be turned. It was an unexpected, expected, rejected again feeling. We weren't close, but we found a place to be. I never felt good enough. I never felt pretty enough. I never felt worthy enough. I was never enough. I was an ugly duckling in my mind. I looked in the mirror and saw rejection. What had I done? What else should I do? What could I be? Certainly not a good enough daughter. Can't prove it now. The cloud is larger than you thought. It is sending hail when you wanted rain. The snowfall will be comforting after this storm. I seek the peace.
Seeking a snowstorm after that is beautiful ending. Who would like to provide some feedback to Janice?
I would. Okay. I did not expect this combination of reactions that you expressed upon the passing of your mother. I just was a revelation to me that, yeah, all of these things and how much our own mother has defined our identity. Yes. Wow, that's very powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to say something, Janice. I totally relate to the lament that you had in that poem, and I really appreciate that there's somebody out there that could hear me if I was to share my experience of my mother and the grieving for her. And thank you for that. That was an interesting, informative, and it touched me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is there another?
Yes, I'd like to say a few words to Janice. Janice, I could really relate to all that you were saying, those mixed emotions, messy, grieving, deceiving. And then, like so much is expected of you, and you never feel enough. That thing I really agreed with. And now, what could I do? What could I be? Kind of a thing. So, thank you so much for putting it all out there so poignantly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and then that last line was lifting. We look at the lament, but then there was the hope. Beautiful. Thank you. Neil now was the second person. We use a fair system with pop-up poetry instead of going and waiting half an hour for one person to read all of their work. We make it possible for round robin, but on a sign-in basis, whoever pops into our gathering room, whether it's a physical gathering space or a Zoom space, that's the order of their presentation. So, Neil, introduce yourself and share what you have brought.
Yes, my name is Neil Ryan. I'm an artist, spoken word. I also indulge in painting, which you can see behind me. Those are my works. And when I was searching through my list of poems today, this poem called Mother Womb, The Bonding. I have no idea whose it is. I have no idea how it got to be among my poetry. It might be out of my, I have a poetry group in Michigan that I read with quite frequently. But this, I'm not supposed to, I don't have a womb. I have a heart, and this poem spoke to my heart. It's called Mother Womb, The Bonding, blooming in the garden of my womb. Buds of joy and roses of sparkle, you request unto me. Twisting and dancing in joy, give me the pleasure of bearing you wherever I go. You are offering me new challenges in existence. You are diving me with hopes and new dawns. This is time I grow in thought and spirit to gather many a treasure for your coming into the world. Into a banyan tree, I shall grow my branches, engrossing all the sunlight into my soul. I energize my metal to leap boundaries and dive into the ocean to find pearls for your life. Celebrating every moment with you is the essence of my joy. Every child is a blessing to its mother. Every mother grows new treasures by giving birth. She rises wise and mighty, wrapped in love and cared with warmth. The child becomes father of man. And this is true divine blessing with no disguise. A child born, 10 months in joy, twisting and turning in mummy's tummy to every mother. Is womanhood to the fullest. Thank you. To whoever it was that wrote it, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone have a comment or thought? Elizabeth? Oh.
My daughter had given birth about almost 2 years ago, and it just made me think about her as a new mother. And she would like to be, have another child. So that's a beautiful poem.
I wanted to say both poems were quite reflective, but I had nothing really to say because it was so overwhelming, the first one. And the second one, my parents both departed 25 years ago, 2 months apart. But a joyous time is that a grandnephew of my fiance came into the world just on Sunday. So that is quite, and that is a miracle.
It's a beautiful miracle. Okay, Janice?
Thank you, Neil.
Yes.
In the time when we are battling so furiously to protect mothers and babies, I just feel that once again we have to continue to, especially the line about the miracle. It is a miracle every single time. And sometimes we deny that miracleness of it. And so for you to bring that to share with us, since it's mostly ladies here today. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I am a little embarrassed because the beard betrays my gender. So thank you for all.
Well, we're going to be moving on with more poems, but just around that point, one of the men that may be joining us today, we had a discussion about mothering is an adjective as well as a verb, so that as question was, can men mother things? And so mother doesn't just relate to females, but this particular man has birthed about 10 different types of programs for children to nurture their dreams. So we'll just meet as we get further along with everyone getting to present. I have a little discussion about that. Welcome, Wilda. We are in the midst of our pop-up poetry, and you popped up looking like you have come from an adventure. Wilda here. When we
Time because I am in the midst of writing my children's. Actually, it is a mother's poetry journal, and I know it's sort of like a journal, it's sort of like a guide, it's poems, and it's all on newborns and pregnancy and birth. So when I mean you guys were talking about that women, I was like, this is perfect.
okay, well, we'll have a chance. What we do is we use a round robin, and so people are doing their first poem in the order that people signed in. So next,
Okay.
it is Karen. No, Dr. Ramona. I'm trying to read a board that has got light gray on white. But Dr. Ramona, welcome.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. So, everyone, hello. And I'm Ramona. I am a retired professor from Bombay University. And currently, I live in Toronto with my children. And I must say that I am not a poet. I don't know how to write poems. So all my writing is academic. So books, textbooks, works, books on in history and French. So I really struggled today to write this poem, and I've entitled it Unforgettable. And that's just because of the song. But I'm not going to sing. I'm going to read this poem to you. So here it goes. Please bear with me. In the depths of my heart, a tribute I pay to a mother so beautiful in every way. Olympia Rosa, her name so divine, with grace and love, she forever will shine. Fair as the moon, her presence did gleam with eyes of greenish gray, like a tranquil stream. Always well dressed, she exuded pure grace, a vision of elegance in every place. She taught me to sing a melody so sweet, encouraging my dreams with love complete. Proud of my achievements, she cheered me on, a guiding light till the break of dawn. Her joy was to dance, her spirit so free, filling our lives with laughter and glee. a healer of hearts, she rushed to aid neighbors and friends when they were afraid. Etched in my mind, her memory remains, a beacon of love that forever sustains Olympia Rosa, a mother so dear. In my heart, your presence will always be near. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Ramona, do not ever again say you're not a poet.
I am going to speak to you. I was a teacher for 46 years of English. You stop saying that. Don't ever say those words again. They are lies. They are lies. Don't talk them. Now, second of all, throw away the rule book, people. There is no such thing as a rule book for poetry. When I was teaching, that was the first thing I had to do, because usually the boys didn't want to do poetry. So I had to trick them into loving the expression of their feelings. So you did that, but my so graceful, so eloquent. Don't ever say that again. We so appreciate that you shared. You were brave enough to say, I think this is a poem. It is a poem. It became a poem today. You birthed it. You birthed it on Mother's Day. You are the mother of poetry today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Janice and Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It was wonderful. I loved it.
Ditto. Lots of ditto.
I've got to agree with Janice that this was eloquent. And my brother once said to me, I don't write poetry because it doesn't rhyme. And yet many people, when I read a poem, will say, wow, what a beautiful poem. So I want to say to you, wow, what a beautiful poem.
Thank you, Neil.
Just a reminder to our listeners, this is the Saluau Show, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you hear. You might, after hearing this pop-up poetry, decide that you too can do a poem, that there aren't these hard and fast rules. I had that similar experience. I hated poetry in junior high school and high school. And then I had a couple of friends who said, oh, your poems don't rhyme. But now, you know, I'm with, what do you say, in our element, we are not other people who are just respectful and reflective. And it does really takes my breath away to hear what you wrote as your first poem. And you can now sing as well as poet. So thank you. We are going to continue to move on with the next person, who is Elizabeth. No, Karen. Karen has given comments today. Karen is also a poet, but today said she just might speak in and give comments to people. But welcome, Karen. And if you do feel that you have something you want to raise, just raise your hand. We are going to go to our next person, who is Elizabeth.
Hey, I wrote this, some 10 years ago. I'll read it first and then I'll give you the context. She lumbers down the street. The cart she's riding on, moving slow with care. Her skin now full of marks from scratches and burns, her frame a record of duress from her travels. She no longer roars, not even a squeak. Certainly no more blazing trails, she sets. Yet the crowds cheered and roared. As it were, they marveled at her appearance, even at her snail's crawl. They were awed by her presence. They knew she had traveled long and wide, her experience unparalleled by any, though she bends to age and to new times. The crowds acknowledged all she's been and is, the endeavor. Would we but do the same for our own elders? I would endeavor to remember with my mother. This was I wrote this after looking at the spaceship Endeavour on the streets of Los Angeles as it was being transported to the Space Museum on October 14, 2012. That's the context.
Excellent. Who would like to provide some riff? And in case anyone is listening and says, what is riff? Does that rough people up? No, it's reflective, respectful, interesting, inspiring, friendly feedback. Janice?
I would like to. I just thought...
Go ahead.
Janice, and then I'll go.
No, go ahead, Will. You haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just love the way that she read it. Did you memorize that? I was looking straight at you, and so I was like, wow, she has this one etched on her. So I felt like you were really one with your poem, and I felt like it resonated with my heart, and it was really soft.
Thank you.
What I enjoyed is that your images just flowed into other things. I was understanding mothers. I was understanding children, flowers, nature, God. It was just like every time you would say another sentence, you just enlarged my vision of where you were going with it. So I was going, wow. And then when you said it was seeing that in Los Angeles, that was overwhelming. I didn't get to go, but I saw it on television, and there was something so majestic and female about that plane being taken through the streets of Los Angeles and people going crazy like it was some hero. It was a beautiful, magical moment for Los Angeles. I really felt that too. So you encapsulated all of that. And when you told us it was the space shuttle being taken, I said, oh my, yes, that's it. It's been to the universe and came back. And that's the drama that it carries with it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you saw that moment and you related to it in such a beautiful way. Thank you.
I'm so glad you brought us to that moment. On that day, I was with a group. We took a group of kids from the youth program at Agape and waited in line. You know, there was this pregnant moment as people were hearing or feeling it coming, you know, closer. So thank you for sharing that. And one of the things each poet, a person does just before they start is give a little introduction of themselves. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I've forgotten. Yes. I live in Los Angeles area, and my name is Elizabeth, and I am very active with the Agape Wise Ones in Los Angeles. Thank you for allowing me to share this poem. You know what, Charlotte? I have one more poem as my turn comes around again, and I was also so taken by the Google blurb that started today. I excerpted some of the things about Mina Alexander. She's a poet, scholar, writer, Indian, born in India. And I just thought I would mention that for those of us who could go to the Google page and just look a little bit about her as a poet, as an Indian American, with her themes about migration, immigration and identity. And I loved the what she has said about identity, that when she came to the United States, she said there was a whole issue of racism that shocked me out of my wits. I never thought of myself as a person of color. I was normally the majority where I lived. And that there's an aesthetic that here we are, part of a minority, and the vision of being unselfed. Wow. Unselfed. UNSELVED comes to our consciousness. It is from this consciousness that I create my work of art. And here's where art, I think, transcends just history, because it grab hold of something that's more than just the facts and events. And she includes that as where she's coming from. And I just thought I'd share that. It just like was like, wow, what a description of an artist.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Okay, Mary Nance, welcome. Thank you for sharing, joining another pop-up poetry.
Okay. I'm Mary Nance Schellenbach, and I have been writing poetry since I got into the midlife crisis bin. That's how words came out. But I wasn't a poet. I have denied being a poet most of my life. After, writing several hundreds, maybe thousands of poems, finally, a couple of years ago, I was convinced that maybe I am a poet. So it's been easier since I quit fighting it. And so I have three different ones sitting here, and I can't remember whether I read one of them last time I attended or not. So I'm going to go with an old, old, old Christmas card that I wrote about the Blessed Mother. God shaped her heart with gentle hands. He filled her with his living breath, then asked if she would hold and fashion deep within her womb his son. If she would give him her own flesh and form and bring him forth into the world. God shapes each heart with gentle hands. He fills each soul with living breath, then asks if we will hold and fashion deep within our hearts his son, if we will offer him our flesh and form that he might once again be born in us, again come forth into the world.
Inspiring. Who would like to give a riff to Mary Nance?
I just would like to say thank you, Mary Nance, for coming today and being with this space. And as you said, just as God asked, who wants to come forth? And how old is that poem? Because Mary Nance has a really deep spiritual background. So I wasn't sure.
I wrote this in 1975.
Oh.
In the 70s, I was doing my own Christmas cards, and then I ran out of fresh material.
Thank you for sharing that. I love when you bring up the oldies but goodies. She was crafting one as I was walking the streets today. I thought you were going to read that one.
Well, that was on the second time around. I'll read that one.
Okay.
It's not about motherhood. It's about May Day, which is today.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
That brings us to Wilda sharing what you have brought to the table at this gathering.
Thank you so much. I'm Wilda. I just finished a 30-day writing poetry event, Poetry Hacking Live. And in the spirit of the mother, that's what I was writing about in my event. So I have, this one is on birth, as everyone has been talking about that today. Breath held, and it was interesting, I was holding my breath as I was trying to read that sentence. Breath held, a miracle unfurls, infinite love in tiny swirls, relinquishing worries, fears, take flight. This precious moment, bathed in light. Hope whispers, promises, a brand new dawn, a love story forevermore drawn. And that one's titled Birth. I just wanted to read the one I have for Mother.
Oh,
Moonlight
you get a second turn.
Whispers.
I'm sorry. Well, each person is reading one, and then we're
Oh,
going
okay.
round robin. So we'll be listening with open ears to hear your second one. Does anyone want to share some respectful, informative, friendly feedback? Janice?
You take the teacher out of the classroom, but you can't take the class out of the teacher. I just want to be involved in the class. I love Mary Nance. Quit saying that stuff about, oh, I was never a poet enough. You are a poetess.
I quit.
Quit. All right. I won't have to spank you anymore then. Okay.
No, when I published my book of poetry, I had to quit saying I was not a poet.
Yeah. That was me. I was teaching all those years, and I would say, I'm not an author. Oh, my God. I was the same way. I know that person, Steve. That's why I'm yelling at you, because you sit there and you have some weird expectations what a poet is or what an author is, and so then you get indoctrinated, and so it's like why I said, throw the rule books out.
This now, is what a poet is.
Oh, I love it.
And I painted the picture.
So Wilda, once again, the poetry does not come to life until, as the people have been speaking, they're speaking in a voice that lets us have the poetry live. And I love that you used like this soft, whispery voice, because that was fitting exactly what the mystery thing is when a baby is coming, and all these months you're going, what's the baby going to look like? What's the baby going to be? Well, you know, you were all, and everybody's going, let me touch your belly. And, you know, pretty soon you go, just get away from me. I want this child out of here. Okay. And so then they go, well, what's wrong with you? Oh, well, excuse me. I'm just having a baby. No big deal. So, but I want to really congratulate everyone, because speaking your poem with your voice is so, so important. So sometimes someone else will read your poem and you look at them like, what did you do? It's because they didn't have the voice for that poem. And so that's what I had to teach students, was how to read a poem too. Not, you know, not just to yourself, not just out loud, but to feel the poem, don't just read it. Okay, so thank you so much for the tone of what you presented to us. But I loved the words too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for saying that, Janice, because that's the part where most people don't really understand how to read it. Like, you write it and you sort of hear it. And then when it comes time, you have to, I had to, like, it said the first line, breath held. And I couldn't even get those first two words out because I was already holding my breath for whatever reason. And so I was like, what is that about? So thank you for sharing that, because I did. I felt really like talking softly and almost feeling the experience.
I can feel the experience as you expressing it. And while our radio audience doesn't see the faces we see at our Zoom gathering, it was just your face went through a transition from pensive at the beginning, intense, and now a big smile. So thank you for sharing.
Yes. Thank you. We all remember that moment of.
I just want to say you brought that moment to life. Like, you know, each thing you said, like precious moment, hope, whispering, love story. It's like we were there once again. Thank you so much, Wilda.
Okay, I'm going to share one of my poems. I've written about six poems related to my mother, motherhood, but this is a poem I wrote when she was going through the transitions of an illness. And it's called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. But it's been a while before we had a station break, so I will say, this is your own Sister C. Charlotte Farrell here at The Place to Be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at CJSF.ca. And we are doing pop-up poetry. Pop-up poetry is something we do periodically within the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon show, and it is for that purpose of letting everyone have a chance to speak instead of the experience that many of us, I won't say old poets, but have been at events where you sat and sat and sat and sat and sat and one person did 10 poems and then at the end you may or may not get to give yours. So that's one of the purpose of the pop-up is to have people who didn't think they were poets speak and hear how everybody receives and says to them, yeah, don't say that anymore. You're definitely a poet. So I'm going to share right now one called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. Mother strong and life embracing, little loves, legs and feet, giving light from dawn to dusk. Mother strong and life proclaiming, little rules for life's upbringing, quoting chapter, verse of scripture, hoping fertile seeds will follow. Mother strong in life rejoicing, pillows of love and laughter singing, cuddles, cuddles, chauffeured cars, hoping all will child not spoil. Mother turning life unbending, little twinges, steps that falter, someday soaring, others dwindling, wondering if all is worth the kindling. Mother soft in life unraveling, seeds she sowed, gathering, searching, probing tendrils wrapping around her, hoping that their paths will praise her. Any riff?
Well, of course not. We're all in a coma right now. Okay, a poetry coma. Because you drifted us off like with the two phrases going back and forth, and so it became this rhythmic, like, we were in a boat or something. I don't know. You just had me like floating. And of course, the experience in the womb must be like that because we are submerged in a liquid and we move with the mother and we're feeding off the mother. So it's like you were able to translate that feeling, I think, you know, as we were staying with. I found it hard to, I was like trying to digest the last sentence and then you run and took me over here and I had to hurry up and catch up with you. Thank you, Charlotte, as always. Put the name in there. I like that, the name that you chose.
Oh, Mother Strong, Mother Soft.
And I got to respond. I really liked the back and forth. I really liked that movement. That was dancing. And as usual, thank you for your presentation. I love your style.
Oh, thank you for being such an encourager. I have to keep up with, in the experience when we had a podcast program for seniors and we did over 150 episodes. And every week, Neil brought a new poem and shared it. So I think that this experience, one of the things that people have told me, I've done pop-up poetry with kids at a school, I've done it at a sobriety program, and different people have said it was the first time that they've written something, but the freedom, as each of you have spoken to people, encouraging them to continue on, that how you feel and the different ways that you bring out what you feel, what the gift he has given you. There's a poem, if only the gift he gives. But it's wonderful. I'm so happy that you shared today. And that brings us back around to the first person. And I need to just check in with our time. Okay, we've got good time. So who is... Janice is first up for her second poem.
I'm ready. Now, this one shows, I tried to reflect on something a little more joyful than the last one. And this one was written in February of this year, 24. I called it Sunshine Speaking. Now, this is a poem. I will count it because it looks more like a poem. Are the rays of sunshine really streams of energy? The mystery of clouds, do they hide secret storms? The brilliance of a rainbow, the grace of a morning breeze, the bird chirping concert for an audience of two, the subtle traffic noises trapped in a freeway system. It isn't free, wasn't free in the beginning. The trees are listening like children's ears and dogs' eyes. We forget their presence. Their presence is invisible to our scrambled eggs, adulting minds. There is so much danger in the world. Our visions of Mother Nature are distorted, and we rarely stare at the feminine luminescence and cold light of the Queen Moon, Queen Mother Moon. No incandescence when fire is applied. Come on, baby, light my fire. Sunshine speaking.
Wow.
With the moonlight.
Wow. She doesn't live in Mojave. All the nature's there.
Except the ocean.
Oh, yes. We Vancouver has ocean and ocean. Mountains. It has every imaginable type of natural structure.
Except desert.
I
certainly saw and felt the descriptions of the wind and the rainbow and the moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually imagine it felt like a wind stirring right here in the station. It was very, very, very illuminating. A trip. I felt like I was on a journey on a camel or something, but it really gave me the feeling of being in motion even since. So thank you so much for your use of colorful words.
Thank you.
Yes, and I love the ending. I felt the fire.
Yes.
For me, the song stood out. Come on, baby, light my fire.
That dates me right there, but I don't care.
Well, you're not alone in being in the dated category.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to Dr. Ramona sharing her second. Do you have a second one to share?
Charlotte, I did try to write a couple of stanzas on that prompt you gave us at the root of Mother's Day. So I don't know whether I should share that.
Yes.
It sounds terrible, but I'm going to try. So here it goes. At the root of Mother's Day, a seed of love is sown. In hearts of gratitude, a bond forever known. From cradle to guiding hand, her cares embrace. A timeless melody of her nurturing grace. In gardens of memories, her legacy blooms. In every whispered prayer, her presence looms. With each passing year, her light still shines bright. At the root of Mother's Day, her love takes flight. Thank you.
How you are soaring.
Send that straight over to Hallmark. Just tell them I don't write poetry. I just do greeting cards for Mother's Day. What are you talking about? It was no junk there. Stop that.
I have to reiterate, Janice, I don't want to hear you put down your beautiful gift anymore. You have a wonderful view of the world, and I'm really pleased you can share it. And stop putting it down.
Okay, Neil, Janice, thank you for encouraging me.
Ditto for me, because you had the prompt and you said, "Well, I don't know." And look at what you wrote. It, I mean, yeah. Fabulous,
impressive.
Ramona, I know that that's cultural, because I live with a Chinese woman and I find it really difficult for her. She's a marathoner and runs 42 kilometers in 4 hours. And says, she says, I want to do it faster because I'm slow. I'm slow. Excuse me. I would die running 42 kilometers. And by the way, she's off to India this weekend.
Wow. Okay, so, great.
Anyway.
I just want to say that was beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you, Bruno.
All of you should be, and you're all poets, and you all deserve your books on Amazon or wherever else you want to put them. They should be ready and tucked away for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I haven't been really into doing poetry lately because I've been busy and that, but I appreciate listening to all of you. You were quite inspirational for me. I think when I leave, I may do a poem.
Yes, you're hearing the voice of Karen, who is also known as Punky. She's also in the radio. She co-hosts a show. What's the show that you co-host for?
It's Punky and Freddie, and it's on, usually, if you've ever heard of Live 65, and it's the radio station is Bold Tunes on 365 Live. And I usually get together with him once a month when he's at home. He's leaving for Europe. So I will be doing a show maybe next month. I will try and get the link to Charlotte as soon as I can, but I only find out within a few days, Charlotte. So I forgot this time around when I did last Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll pick it up. Okay, the next person. Elizabeth, were you doing a second poem? Okay.
I also forgot to give the title of the last one. The title to that last poem was Ode to the Elder. This one is called a tribute poem to my mother and her legacy to me. I wrote it on her birthday 3 years ago. This year, she's going to be 97.
Wow.
So patient, waiting for me to take her to the dentist, to shopping, making sure my needs are met, fixing my food, fixing my clothes, making sure I have my time to study and work. Yes, she does. Yet ever self-sufficient, making sure she's not being a bother, so ingenious and creative. No, don't throw that away. I'll find a way to fix it. And she does. Yes, I think I will redesign and re-engineer this dress that I have not worn for a long time. And she does. Yes, I am learning English and technical Chinese. I am learning nutrition and health and what food helps the body in what conditions. And she tries it on herself. Then she relays. I experiment on myself. Then I tell my children the good effects. And she does. Every day I walk 15 minutes 2 times. I exercise before I go to bed. And she follows this regime. I am happy my children and grandchildren and great-grands are healthy and smart and good people. I want to live to 99 and healthy. I love you all, she does announce. What a marvelous model, wouldn't you say? Thank you.
Oh, I love the way you brought your mother's voice forward. Oh, it was as if she was right there next to you commenting.
Elizabeth, I really like the fact that you read for an audience. You know there are people that are listening to you, and you deliver right directly to them. That's a very, that's something that I know is so vital to for people to appreciate your poetry, because I do that with mine.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Charlotte, I think I was after Janice or somebody, but you've skipped me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're running.
Can I just say 1 second for her? The last lady that spoke.
Elizabeth,
I felt like you were reading a storybook, and I would love to sit and listen, and I know others would.
just love to hear you read things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've had such an enjoyable amount of conversation. Neil, we'll do yours without further ado.
This is from my book called From the Other Side. I don't know if it's still available because my publisher's gone bankrupt. So this is a poem that's called Ordinary Mary. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the dreams you dreamed? And did any of them ever come to be true? I never really knew you or what your need or what needs you had. Whatever they might have been, you kept them all to yourself. And I apologize because I never thought to ask. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew you were my mother, and that was all I knew of you. It never occurred to me that you were a person, too, who had a life other than to be there just for me. Tell me, Mary, what was it that you aspired to be or to do? Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the thoughts you... What were your thoughts as evolution passed you by in the blink of an eye? From an oil lamp light to spaceman walking on the moon? As a girl, did you dream you were to be married, bear children, live life, and grow old out on the farm? The bank took because the rains never came. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I heard that times were tough when I was little. And whenever I was frightened, you took me to your rocking chair. The one you rocked me in when you were frightened too. As I grew older, I labeled you as nothing fancy, nothing bold. Just a housewife in the city with a family to look after. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. For 7 days and 7 nights, the rains did constant fall, and again you lost your home. Only it wasn't drought this time, as the river overflowed and swept away all our possessions and the memories that they held. Afloat out on the lake, just a mile or two, but forever gone away. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew so little of who you might have been. So now you're gone, but not forgotten. I wish I could tell you that you'd be in my heart forever. And to thank you, oh so very much, for being my ordinary mother. Thank you.
Mm. Amazing.
I remember that clearly. You read that before, a long time ago, and I loved it then, and I loved it double today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janice.
For the movie, because you have the words. It's such a picture that I can just picture. Elizabeth gets involved in making movies, but I think that you really gave us a beautiful view of your mother and way she expressed her love for you. We're going to move on. Mary Nance, did you have a second?
Yes, I have one I wrote this morning just for this.
All righty, let's hear it.
Okay, it's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The sunbeams are calling my name. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The blue skies are doing the same. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The flowers are singing their song. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The songbirds are tweeting along. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The bees are abuzz with delight. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The breeze cushions butterflies' flight. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The ribbons float loosely and free. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The children dance round the tree. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The music is filled with all joys. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The excitement has gathered the boys. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The girls are dancing around. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. It's time for the queen to be crowned.
Wow. And you wrote that this morning. That was a crowning joy.
Yeah.
We're going to let we're running out of time. So Wilda's going to read her second one.
Thank you so much. It's called Fragile Bloom. Fingers trace a downy head. Radiant love in every word unsaid. Aching muscles, a badge of pride. Glimpses of forever in your eyes wide. Emerging life, a precious start. Love's melody plays within your heart.
Wow, your tone was like a violin. I was hearing the it was
thank you. So thank you so much. Thank you for inviting us here today.
Well, we'll be popping up again at some point. One historical thing, at the root of Mother's Day, I don't know whether you know, in 1872, the first Mother's Day for Peace was celebrated in Boston, and it was a rallying cry for women to support disarmament and peace efforts. While Julia Ward Howe's version of Mother's Day didn't become a widely recognized holiday, her advocacy for peace and her efforts to unite mothers in the cause of peace are still remembered. The other woman who wrote a letter to mothers about not sending their sons to war was Anna Jarvis. She campaigned to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States to honor the sacrifices mothers made for their children. Her efforts were successful, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. That's some of the roots.
I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that information.
Julia Ward was also an abolitionist, but imagine that, June 2nd, 1872. So I want to thank you all for participating this morning. You can tune in at 10 at cjsf.ca. That brings you right to the station. That's the time that the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon Saluau comes on. And we also, when people ask me what time it is, I always say it's love time, poem time. But today I'm going to be airing, paying tribute to your spirit mama. This was a poem that I wrote, paying tribute to my mother as she made her transition. And that will be the closing song that you'll hear going out today. So I love you all. I hope you have wonderful all throughout the month. We launched the month, you know, we've launched Mother's Day month, the first Friday of the month. And look out for more invitations for pop-up poetry.
I'm paying tribute to your spirit mama, paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama,
for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended.